Okay, so we're going to learn about Hashem as the rock. Hashem is referred to as a tzur, as a rock, a number of times in Hazinu. Right? Shirat Hazinu describes, essentially, in a nutshell, how in the future the Bnei Yisrael will rebel against Hashem, and Hashem will punish them, and ultimately Hashem will come to their aid. That's essentially how it's referred to. And at least I think five times in Parshas Hazidu, during the song or poem, the Torah refers to Hashem as a tzur, as a rock. Now I just want to point out in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. So there, where we say, Hate Elai Azdecha Mehera, we ask God, turn your ear to me. Hatzileni, save me. Heyeli Letzur Ma'oz, be for me a rock, a stronghold for me. Lebeit Mutsudot Lo Sheini, to save me from my deliverance. So there, in Tehillim, it means protection. It means protection. Question is, what does tzur mean in Hazinu? Again, in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Dal, Hatzur Tamim Palo, that God is a rock, his deeds are perfect. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says that Hashem set them atop from the highlands, Yarkivel Bomse Aretz, V'yocha Tunuva Sadai, to feast on the yield of the earth, V'yanikehu Tavash, he nursed them with honey, Misela from a rock, V'sheven Mechal Mishtur. So he gave them oil from a rock here. Then Pasuk Tesva, Vayishman Yishun Vayivat, we got fat and we kicked. In other words, we rebelled against God. And it says that Vayirabel Tzur Yeshua, so we spurned the rock of their support. And Yudches, we say Tzur Yiladcha Teshi, you neglected the rock who begot you. Pasuk Lamed Zayin, when Hashem is punishing them, they're going to say Va'amar E'elo Kemo, Sur Chasayubo. They're going to say, where are their gods? I'm sorry, Hashem will say, where are their gods? The rock whom they sought refuge. So again, we refer to God throughout this as a rock. Now, again, the Torah refers to. Sorry, one second. The Torah refers to the Hashem as a rock five times here. What do you think the rock means here? When you refer to Hashem as a rock, what do you think it means? What is the notion of Hashem being a rock? What does that denote in Parshas Hazinu? Again, in Tehillim, it means that Hashem is protection. When you refer to someone or something being as a rock, what else could it mean?
Not changing.
Strong, okay. Fixed, strong, immovable. Okay. Anything else?
Trustworthy.
Why do you say rock is a trustworthy? What do you mean by that?
There's obviously strong as a rock, but you can. It's used also to mean trustworthy.
Yeah. Okay. 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 So when you say that Hashem is strong, he's unchanging. So what? Say more about that. What does that mean about God? He's unchanging. I mean, he's perfect. What does that mean?
He's gonna do what he wants to do. He's not changing. He has a plan. It's not changing.
So. Okay, so he's unchanging. He's unchanging. So now we have to
immutable.
He's immutable. Okay, and I want to share with you. I think actually in the Mefarshim, in describing what tzur means in Pasuk Dalet, tzur tuim palo, I think we'll come across at least two broad definitions of what tzur means, and then I think that can inform perhaps what we're trying to get across during the Shira. Rashi says, Atzur Tamim Palo, he says, Avo Pi Shehu Chazak, even though God is strong, Kishemevi Poranut Al Ovei Ritzono, when he punishes those who violate his will. Lo b'shetef ubeit v'hu, he doesn't punish them, I guess, with a torrent. Ki im bedin, but with judgment. Ki tamim palo. Because God is, I guess, perfect. He's tamim palo. His deeds are perfect. In other words, Rashi understands Tzur as being Tzur tamim, or chazak. God is strong. He's perfect. He's strong. Aktava Kabbalah, though, it says something a little bit different. It says, Atzur Hatzayar, Shehu Tsar Ha'olam Tchila V'Tsar Boas Adam. Tzur from a sculptor or a painter, that God sculpted the world. He sculpted mankind. God created us. Atzur, for the word Tsar, so he created us. That's also Loshon of Tzura. Ibn Ezra says that the phrase Ikar She'elo Etzem Mikabel Raku Tzur Kadmod, that God is the first form, right? Everything came from God, right? The Tzur means that he is the first Tzura, the first form, right? There's first form, and then it creates matter, I guess. There's first this. So God is the first form, and he created matter. In other words, God created everything. So that's the idea of Tzura. He's the first form, right? Everything was created from God.
Maybe he means also he doesn't need anything from us, really.
Right.
Because he's, you know, right. He can't give someone who has everything. Right, created everything.
Right. He came before everything. And Rav Hirsch has a combination. It says that Tzur Ladas Chazal, according to Chazal, the Sifrei Tzur Kolel Rayon Kaful, there's a double idea. Hatakif v'hatzayar, the strong and the sculptor. And he explains, Achein Hamashma'ut Hargila Shel Tzur Hisela. The truth is, the regular meaning of Tzur is Sela, rock. Mashmaut zo hatzur hu semo tv shel davar yatziv v'chazak she'edenu nitad l'shidui. As you mentioned, that the tzur is a natural symbol of something that is strong and firm, that's not subject to change. Ve'ev shar lehitgaber lav, and you can't defeat it. Nothing can be stronger than it. Nothing can overcome it. Ulam, however, Hapoel shenigzar mi shoresh tzur. But the word tzur, instead of, it could have used the word sela, tzur, mivate shnei ofanim shelafalat hachozek hamyutzag b'shem ha'etzem tzur. So on the one hand, it's the strength, but also it's the idea of, I guess I didn't have the rest of this, which is the tzayar. So it's both the tzur, that the one had the strong and sculptor, but also fixed and cannot change. In other words, everlasting strength, but also the sculptor. So I think that initially when we talk about God as being a tzur, that God is being perfect, God is strong. What do you think the word tzayar can mean? Why would we refer to God as a tzayar? So how do we understand God's relationship with us if he is a sculptor? What could that mean? What could that mean?
He created us the way we are, in other words.
Okay.
He created me. I didn't create myself.
Okay, so the other one is he created us. What else could it mean?
In other words, so he put in all these tchunot in me, in other words.
Okay.
So everything
comes from God. Okay. If someone creates...
Yeah, is a person that is very creative, so it wants to show... that Hashem is the strength of Hashem that doesn't change, but it also creates things. So it's
right. If you create, okay. So if you created something, so how would you feel towards that object? What would you want to do? If you something was your creation, what would you feel towards that object?
You should take care of it.
Attached.
Right. Attached. Right. Attached. You want to take care of it. So it could mean. It seems that maybe there are two different understandings of what the word tzur means in the context of Shirat HaZinu. Again, Shirat HaZinu is telling the future when we're going to rebel against God. And nevertheless, what's going to happen? Even though we're going to rebel against God, he will punish us, but ultimately he will come to our aid. So God, in this context, we're going to see maybe how he's both a tzur and a tzayar, how he's both firm and unchanging, but also he takes care of us. So let's see a little bit of how some of the Mefarshim, with that as a background, understand this notion, both of these ideas. So, for example, the Ramban, in the Pasuk HaTzur Tamim Palo, that God is a tzur, he's a rock, maybe, and Tamim Palo, his deeds are perfect. Rebez Lemidas Hadin, so this hints to God's measure of characteristic of divine justice. Vamar Tamim Palo, what does it mean, Tamim Palo? Ki apoel haba mimenu tamim vishalem lo yimod. Anything that comes from God is always complete. It's always pure and whole. And it will not be moved, v'lo yishtan lo'am, it won't be changed. And there's any type of justice that Hashem meets out is perfect. Why? Ki chol derachav mishpat. Because all of his ways are just. Harachamim heim, they're merciful. V'lo tavo b'pol chisaron ach b'mishpat. Nothing that comes from God will be lacking in justice. Ki ha-mishpat lekel emunah. Because justice is for God who is a God of emunah, of trustworthiness. And it cannot change. V'ein avel b'tzor. So in other words, there's no sin in tzor. In other words, this Shira is about, we're going to misbehave, and God's going to punish us. So Moshe is introducing this song that Hashem is teaching him by saying, listen, Hashem is a tzur. You're going to think that you're being punished, and it's not fair, it's not correct. No, no, no. God is a tzur. God doesn't change, his justice doesn't change, his justice is complete, and we need to accept that. The Netziv says something similar, Habek Davar. He says, Tamim Palo, Koma, Shepoel Bolam, everything that he creates in the world is Hakol Hu Tamim, everything is complete. Afilu Ma Shenira Shu Mechaser Umishaber Ma Shaya Tamir Adko. Even something that, let's say, becomes lacking or something becomes broken, that which was complete before, is until now Einu Elam Mitamim Ma Shaya Chaser Adko. Let's say something becomes broken, something is complete. And then it breaks. And you're going to say, oh my gosh, look what God did. God destroyed. No, no, no. That is an act of completion. In other words, what we see on this world, it may seem to be a lack of completion, brokenness. No, everything that's done in the world is directed towards completion. And again, the same idea of everything that God creates is complete, even that which seems is missing. Because God is a rock. God is unchanging. God is perfect. And Rashi, Rabbi, yeah?
Rabbi, what about children that are not born perfect?
I don't know how to answer that question. I mean, I can answer that question. You can say that in God's perfect world, that's perfection for how we want to create the world. I don't have an answer to these questions, Sandra. I'm just saying, first of all, you're always balancing the individual with the communal, the national, God's creation. Why do people die early? Why do people get sick? I mean, you don't have to limit your question, Sandra, to a child who's born imperfect. You can how we define imperfect. You could say there are so many things that seem to be imperfect in this world, but everything, it's all part of God's plan. It could be that God created the world to run according to a natural order, and that's in order to create some kind of perfected world. I don't have answers to your questions, but I'm just saying that God, that we believe in general that everything he does is for a reason, and that's the idea of tzur, that everything is perfect. The fact that he gives bechira chafshis, that he allows man to do evil, oh my gosh, that's something lacking in man. No, that's part of God's, that fulfills God's perfected world. Again, we can debate and discuss how that is, but I'm saying your question is not, we can broaden your question, and we don't have answers like to your question. It's a belief. I mean, this is what's going on. And Hazinu, we're seeing, why are these things happening? Okay, so this time it's a punishment. But really anything seems to be, there's a chisaron, we're saying it's not the case. And Rashi says, Kel emuna, it goes, Atzur tvim palo, ki chol derachav mishpat, right? Kel emuna, God is emuna. L'shalein l'tzadikim tzitkam l'olam haba. Okay, you know what's going to happen? He's going to make it up in Olam Haba. Maybe that's the answer, Sandra. I don't know. I mean, in other words, whatever the plan is, in other words, there are competing goals very often in how things are done. And everyone, you know, God makes it up to everyone. Everyone should get what they deserve. Even if, let's say, we get a reward later, everything will be just at the very end. So again, all these three Mefarshim are understanding the notion of Atzur Tvim Palo is that God's justice system is perfect. At the same time, there's another line of thinking where the idea of God as being a tzur means something totally different. Sfarno says, Ki chol derachav mishpat, derachei tuvo midas dino kula mishpat b'li safek. God's ways are good, and his judgment is all, everything is good. God is faithful to that which he promised to the avos, to do good to the descendants, to the children because of the fathers. There's no iniquity when he brings forth punishment. Tzadik, God is righteous. Tzidko sahev. Uvet tzidkaso lo yitosh es abo begalut. God will, in his righteousness, he will not forsake his people in galus. In other words, even when God may punish us, he still will never forsake us. Okay? And so this, when Rav Hirsch also says, what's kel emunah? Hu kel she'ef shalif tochbo. He is a God that it's possible to have faith in him. She'inenu ozevet bruav. He doesn't leave his creations. Uve'etzem heyoso tzur. Even though he is a tzur, a rock, she'edo mishtane hu yet tamid kamo she'yeh, he's not going to change. He always will be the way he will be, but he will never leave us. And the Sifrei says, what does it mean kel emunah? God is a God of faith. What does it mean God is a God of faith? Shehemin bolam vro, that he had faith in the world and he created it. So in other words, we see in this very first pasuk, where we're introducing God as being Atzur, that God is Atzur and all his ways are justice. So this is like an introduction to telling us that, you know what, when we sin, he's going to punish us, but at the end, he will ultimately come to our aid. So when we refer to him as Atzur, it could be that even when he punishes us, that reflects justice, because Atzur is unchanging, he's immutable, he's perfect, like a rock. He is what he is. Or it means that even after he punishes us, he still cares for us. He's a tzayar. He cares for us. He loves us. And at the end of the day, even after he punishes us, don't worry, he will never forsake us. So we see both of these ideas in this very first pasuk. In other words, as an introduction to the Shira, we reference Hashem as Tzur, strength and emes, but also that he loves us. And the question is, when else is Tzur mentioned in the Torah? What else is Tzur mentioned in the Torah?
Tehillim.
No, in the Torah.
So in the Torah, oh, okay.
So it's, we have here, it's Shmos. It's mentioned very little else in the Torah. It's mentioned Moshe hitting the rock. And the first time, actually, not the second time, the first time when Moshe hits the rock in Parshas Bishalach, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Vav, Hashem says, Hini omed lefanecha sham al hatzur. Behold, I am standing before you on the rock, on the tzur, bichorev at Sinai, v'kisa batzur, you're going to hit the rock, v'yatsu bimenu mayim, and water will come out, Vishasa ha'am, and the people will drink. They ask Moshe, they say to Israel. So we have, interestingly enough, the same tzur is the source of the nourishment for the Bnei Israel. And by the way, where is it? It's in Chorev, it's at Sinai. So And also, God said, I'm going to stand before you on the rock. Now, obviously, he's not really standing, but what it means is his Shechina is there. That God's Shechina is right there on the Tzur. So in other words, it's true that Moshe is hitting the rock so that the water comes out. But already in Parshas Bishalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is represented by the Tzur. So we see God as strong, as powerful, as unmovable. But at the same time, he can nourish us. And the Malbim points out, Hinini Ome Lefanecha Sham, Shagam Ani Ezor Lazeh, that I will also help for this, Ayidei Shekavar Ani Mechin Hachanos, I'm making preparations, Sheikablu HaTorah B'chorev, that they will accept the Torah at Sinai. I'm standing there, as it were. Mechin kedushas hamakom. I'm preparing the holiness of the place. La'aso sham nisim gluyim, to make there open miracles, v'dorim, and awesome miracles. Beis kabbalas haTorah, at the time of the acceptance of the Torah, shetia bekarov, they'll be soon. Uchmo shehem yishavun sham bekarov mehaTorah vadas, and just as they will draw there very soon the waters of the Torah and understanding, Kain Achin Sham Mayane Mayam, so too I'm going to prepare springs of water. V'lachin Bachar Sheyotzi Hamayim Bechorev Lo Birfidim. And that's why God chose that he would bring forth the water where? At Sinai. Chorev is Sinai, not in Refidim, when they were thirsty for water. In other words, according to the Malbim, the water is given in Chorev because that's where the Torah is given. God is all-powerful. God is perfect. God is immovable. But at the same time, he cares for us. He will nourish us physically and spiritually. And he will still remain that tzur for us, even in Parshas Hazinu. He starts off as the tzur at Sinai, spiritually nourishing us, physically nourishing us. And then Hazinu, where Hashem is going to describe a situation where we're going to turn away from God. And God tells us, even not only when he gives us the Torah, he's going to nourish us, but even when we turn away from God, he will be our tzur still. He will punish us. Because God, and you should know that when he punishes us, it's just. But he will always be at Sayar. He will always be there to care for us. And even in Psukim, Tesvav, and Yud Ches and Lamed Zayin, what's going to happen? We are going to forsake him. Vayenabel Tzur Yeshua So. In the future, we're going to spurn the rock of our support. And Yud Ches, Tzur Yelad Chateshi, you neglected the rock that begot you. And God will say, oh, Elohimo, Tzur Chasayubo, you know, where are their gods, the rock in whom they sought refuge? Oh, they rejected me, the Tzur, and they went to their own Tzur. But God is still the Tzur. He's always the Tzur. He's the Tzur at Sinai. And in Parshas Hazinu, at the introduction, Moshe tells Bnei Israel, he will still be the Tzur, even when we sin, always taking care of us and never forsaking us and being there for us at the end. Perfect, but at the same time, very caring.